a great harvest. You do not have to drive far in town before you will see a help wanted sign. The Bible has, as it were, a help wanted sign posted as well. It is not that there is no one working in the kingdom of God. There is. But there is also a definite shortage of laborers, and the harvest is ripe. The harvest is great. One day Jesus said in Luke chapter 10, "The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." This harvest is not a crop of vegetation or grain. It is instead a crop of people that are ready to hear and receive, repent, and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. When we think about a natural crop, we know that someone in the past planted seeds, and then those seeds were watered. Over time, the plants grew until they were ready to be reaped. Spiritually speaking, the seed of the Word of God is planted, perhaps by a parent or family member. Maybe it was through a sermon or a few words on a billboard. But somewhere, somehow in the past, there has been the planting and watering of spiritual truth into the heart of a soul ready for harvest. The value of earthly crops varies depending on the crop planted, on supply and demand, and the size of the field. However, the crop that Jesus speaks of is immensely greater in every way. It is greater because of its quality, the souls of men. It is greater because of its quantity. There are many people, male and female, young and old, all over the world. It is also greater because of its cost, the blood of Jesus. And finally, it is greater because of its benefit, the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. But there's a problem. Although the employer or owner of the field is hiring every day, there are not enough workers. Could it be because the value of a soul is not considered by would-be laborers, or is there no real sense of urgency in regards to the imminent danger of a person facing eternity without having their sins forgiven? Possibly it may be a mistaken belief that only certain people, such as preachers and pastors, are responsible to share the gospel. But in spite of the shortage of workers, someone must work. And so Jesus appoints 70 others to go forth, realizing that not everyone would be receptive to them, their message, or the Christ they represented. But there would be some who were receptive, and they must be harvested. As it was true then, so it is true now. There is a shortage of workers in the harvest of the souls of men. Will you be a worker? The Lord is still seeking those that will serve as messengers to share the good news of the gospel. This is Velma Sanders with God's Word Alive, GodsWordAlive.net, October 2020.